We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for high school soccer. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everybody. It's Nate Lull with you tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We're coming to you live from Green. I'm joined by Sky Thompson once again. As folks, we're changing it up. We're calling an audible here tonight. We're not going to do a football game tonight. We're doing a MAC Girls High School soccer game here tonight. We're going to be back doing football tomorrow when we have Sydney at Delhi. But, you know, Sky, I'm going to welcome you in here. This is an exciting time for us to branch out and try something new here tonight.
We are branching out, that's for sure. This is definitely not Friday night football. Well, actually, no, you could still say football. But
that's true. Different kind of football.
But different kind, and it's great to be here. We got a great matchup tonight.
Yeah, very good matchup between Unitego and Green, and we'll get into that in just a minute here on the Butler Auto Kickoff Show. Of course, Butler has a huge selection of vehicles on two lots in Sydney, Route 7 Riverside, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. At Butler Auto Sales, they will get you financed. You can apply for credit online and see the great selection at butlerautosales.com. The staff at Butler Auto wishes the best to all coaches, players, and fans here in tonight's game. So, yes, this is a really interesting matchup because MAC girls soccer right now across the board is very, very even. It's anybody's ball game, and we'll take a look at the standings here in just a minute. Plus, we had a big shakeup in one of the afternoon games today involving Sydney and BG, so we want to talk about that. But, you know, in past years, there was one, maybe two teams in recent memory that were kind of dominating the top of the league. This year, it's anybody's ball game. I mean, Green, Unitego, BG, UV, all right in the conversation this year. So that's fun, Sky, as you know, as a coach, and maybe not so much as a coach, but, you know, when you have a lot of parity in the league, that's really fun.
You mentioned how close it is, and we got your standings pulled up, courtesy of NateLaw.com.
Mm-hmm.
But Unitego right now at 5-1 in the league, 6-2 overall. Unadilla Valley right there with them at 5-1, 7-1 overall. The one loss Unitego has, though, so far is what our matchup is tonight to Green earlier on this year. So, as you said, but you look right down through, very close.
Very close matchups this year, of course. That was the first game of the year when Green traveled over to Unitego and kind of shocked the MAC world, I think, with a 3-2 victory scored late in that game to take down Unitego. And the last few years, Unitego has kind of been the cream of the crop here in the MAC. Of course, getting to the state championship in Class C just 2 years ago, it'd be 2019. COVID always throws off my timetable a little bit there. But, you know, Unitego has been the team to beat. And Green going over there, beating them in the first game of the year, I think shocked a lot of people. So that was certainly interesting, and I think Unitego is going to be looking for revenge. Since then, Unitego has been on quite a tear. So let's take a break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. We'll come back, talk more about MAC girls soccer. It's Green hosting Unitego tonight. For Sky Thompson, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hi, I'm Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. I'm proud to say that even through the supply chain issues, we've continued to provide the biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles in the area, usually over 100 at any given time. We have also continued to offer our guaranteed credit approval, no matter your credit situation.
And I'm Jeff Newman, here to remind you that with the winter driving season fast approaching, the Butler Auto Service Department is ready to care for your vehicles. We have a highly trained, experienced service team that is equipped with the very latest state-of-the-art equipment. I'm also happy to say that we've reopened our Delaware Avenue lot to greet and meet with customers.
And you'll be happy to know that rentals are back for local use. So if you have an accident or a lengthy repair, Butler Auto Rentals will be here to help. We'll even work directly with your insurance company so you don't have the hassle.
So when it's time for your next vehicle, we hope you'll see our extensive selection at Butler Auto Sales with two locations on Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, or Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. And check out all the vehicles online at butlerautosales.com.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull and Sky Thompson with you tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. And again, it's Mac Girls Soccer tonight here on WCDO. And, you know, this is kind of an old WCDO tradition. I know that Greg Davey and some of my predecessors did a lot of soccer games on the radio, and it's something that I really enjoy. I mean, if you follow my work on Twitter and on NateLull.com, I'm pretty much at a soccer or a field hockey game or something during the week. I grew up playing soccer. I love soccer. The main problem is that most of the time, soccer is not played on a field where we could hook up the radio equipment. That's one of the biggest things that I run into. You kind of need a press box. You need certain things to handle the radio. And, you know, so this was a perfect opportunity for us to come here tonight under the lights, on the football field, on the turf at Green. When I saw this, I said, hey, this is a cool opportunity. Originally, the boys were supposed to play earlier today. That game actually got moved and postponed. So I said, hey, let's come here tonight. We can keep an eye on the football scores. We're going to have Sydney at Delhi for you tomorrow, which will be a lot of fun up on the hill at DA. But for tonight, Mac Girls Soccer. And as Sky was saying, let's take a look at the Mac Girls standings coming in the league. Unitego 5-1, UV 5-1, Green coming in at 3-2. So this would be a big opportunity for Green tonight to try to close that gap. BG, who's currently sitting in fourth place at 2-2, we just found out that they fell today, earlier today, to Sydney, who was 2-4. So BG is now 2-3 in the league, and it's been a tough week for BG. If you looked at the standings earlier in the week for the BG girls, they were towards the top, but they lost an absolute heartbreaker to this Unitego team, 5-4 on Wednesday. That game came right down to the last couple of minutes. So tough one for BG there, and then a tough one for BG today against Sydney. So, but you know, going back to what we talked about before, Sky, that parity in the league's always the parity in the league is always a lot of fun.
Absolutely. You never know when an early season matchup may play a very important role at the end of the season when it comes down to standings with tiebreakers and different things here and there. This game could very, very well mean down the road with Green winning the first one. UT were definitely wanting to not go down 0-2 in their head-to-head against Green. Very well could have some very, very important impacts later on.
And for instance, UV, currently tied for first place in the league at 5-1, they only beat Delhi 1-0 yesterday. Delhi's 0-6 in the league, kind of a rebuilding time for Coach Albright over there at Delhi. Delhi took UV right to the edge last night. It was a late goal by UV that lifted them in a rainy game at UV. So top to bottom, anybody in the league could win a game here, and that's really fun from our perspective as the media to get a chance to cover that. So
absolutely, and one of the things, just like with any other sport, it's a game of matchups. I'll be interested to see these two teams square off against each other again tonight, see what kind of adjustments they've made, if they want to switch up formations or different things like that, to attack differently, prevent things differently. It'll be very interesting to see.
Yeah, and another thing to say is that Unitego went to UV last Monday and escaped with an overtime victory, 4-3. Unitego was down 3-0 in that game to UV, came all the way back, forced overtime, and then won on a shot by Avery James in the first overtime. But in that game, their starting keeper, Chelsea Van Dusen, went down with a leg injury. She's out here tonight, so we'll see backup Sarah Ostrander in goal. She's played a big part and the rest of that UV game, and then earlier this week against BG. But, you know, both sides dealing with some injuries right now, players not always being able to dress. We talked to the Green coach before the game. She said, we haven't had our full team at our disposal since the first game of the year. So this time of year, you're always fighting with those injuries, that's for sure.
Absolutely. And speaking of the Green coach, both teams have brand-new coaches this year, so it'll be interesting to see, since the first game of the year they played against each other, after a few games, getting to know the new system, new coach, what they're wanting, you know, what they're looking for, and for the coach, getting used to what players I have and what each player's strengths and weaknesses are. It'll be interesting to see about 3 weeks later if anything's changed for both teams.
Let's take a break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. When we come back, we'll have kickoff between Green and Unitego, Mac Girls Soccer tonight on CDO. We'll be right back.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. We are just underway. MAC girls soccer tonight. Unitego and Green. Unitego is in the road white uniforms here tonight with the green trim. They're going to be going left to right. And here tonight, green, pretty much in the opposite colors, the green, the dark green tops and the white trim going right to left here in this key MAC girls soccer battle. Ball is in the green offensive end here. They're going to push one over to the far side on the left wing. Unitego collapsing in on defense here in the early part of this game. Unitego defense has some new faces this year. Maddie Wilsey, it's good to see her out there playing this year. An excellent basketball player and softball player for Unitego, but has not played soccer in the past, and they got her to come out to join the team this year as ball knocked out of bounds on that far side. So Green's going to have a throw. And Sky, from your perspective, I'm sure as a coach, it's always great to try to get athletes that don't play your sport in the school to come out for your team.
Absolutely is. I remember when I was a kid in high school playing football for Oneonta, every year there was kids that I was like, you don't play any sports in the fall. Why don't you come out and just try it, you know, see if you like it, you know. And most of the time the kids end up liking it, enjoying playing something. And I always found it got those players ready for the next season. You know, you get out playing some stuff, get, you know, conditioning in, stuff like that. So it's great to see players who haven't been playing in the past come out and play.
Unitego with the ball at midfield, but Green taking it away. Once again, we're scoreless about a minute and a half into the contest here. But here's Kylie Musaw with an interception at midfield for Unitego. She's that center midfielder. It all runs through her here for Unitego. Long pass ahead looking for Bailey McCoy, but it's knocked away. Green trying to clear it out of the zone. It's going to hit off the leg of a Unitego player. That's Julia Renwick right in front of her own bench. Green will get the throw in on the near side. A beautiful night here for high school soccer on WCDO. Fun to try something new. We haven't done a soccer game on CDO, I think, since I was looking back in the archives today. I think about 2015, we did the Tri-Valley Championship game, and we haven't been able to do a game since. It's just very hard logistically, but here we are tonight. Wanted to give it a try, and Green, very gracious to host us here. Green moving the ball down at this sideline here as they go left to right on the right wing side. They're looking to float one into the corner here. Unitego defense collapsing in and looking to punch this one back out of play, and they do back up to midfield. Looking ahead for McCoy, and it's kind of a game of boot ball here at the minute as both teams settle in the early going here. We're scoreless 3 minutes into the contest. Unitego clears it back up the left side of the field. Unitego making a run here into that left wing corner, looking for their first opportunity of the night across towards the top of the box. Is tapped away here by Green. And here comes Cassie Butler for Green. She'll clear one ahead. Passing for Callie Knapp, one of the tough players here up front for the Green Trojans, knocked away by this Unitego defense. And, you know, Sky, it seems like in the early part of this contest, both teams settling in. It's been a long week for both of these teams, too, so how much gas do they have left in the tank?
It'll be interesting to see how that plays a part as the game goes on. You know, obviously soccer is a very long game with a lot of continuous movement. It'll be interesting to see if those legs do get tired as we're at the end of the week, seeing if, you know, those if that has any impact later on.
Here is Butler at midfield, down the right wing now towards the top corner of the box. It's flipped away by this Unitego defense, but Green's able to get it back. We're going to have a long shot here. Skips off the turf. Shot was from Sarah Markham, but scooped up by the Unitego goaltender, Sarah Ostrander. And she'll flip one out to the far side, trying to get that ball over to Harley Bertzel, but it rolls out of bounds and is going to stay with Green. I would say Green's had the better of the possession here so far. With 5 minutes gone, we're scoreless. Mac girls soccer between Unitego and Green. Here is Musa on the right wing. Takes it away for Unitego. Feeds one up to Avery James, the hero from the UV game the other night. Scored in overtime to lift Unitego. They were down 3-0 in that game to the Storm. I mean, UV had just controlled that contest, and Unitego would not be denied and found a way to come back. Musa with two goals in that game. That was key for Unitego. Ball knocked out of bounds on the far side. Possession will stay with the Spartans as they try to settle in. Again, they're in the white with the green, and pretty much opposite colors for the Green Trojans, green with the white trim. Glad to have you along for the Butler Auto kickoff show earlier tonight here under the lights in green. Butler is such a nice sponsor for all our local sports, whether it be football, soccer, basketball, you name it. Butler Auto Sales, glad to help out our local athletes. So 6 minutes gone, we're scoreless in this Mac Girls soccer contest. A lot on the line between these two teams tonight. Unitego trying to keep control here in the league standings, currently sitting in first place. And they own the tiebreaker over UV. A good ball to the corner. Now for Harley Bertzel down the right side. Flips it into the center, looking for Bailey McCoy, but it's knocked away there by the Trojans' defense. Nicely done. Musaw is going to be fouled as she tried to follow up the play towards the top of the box. We're going to have a free kick here for Unitego. And, Sky, this is about where Musaw scored the other night against UV. Straight away, about 30 yards out. She could put it on net from here for sure.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, she's got a heck of a foot, and she's going to wind up and go for it. Musaw boots this one into the box, gets through the traffic, but a good save here by the Green keeper, Molly Cornell, who has a lot of experience between the pipes here for Green. So a good scoop up. And we stay scoreless between Unitego and Green. But if you're Green, I think you got to keep Unitego away from the free chances near the box because they're so dangerous like that. Too many athletes.
Absolutely. And time of possession is going to play a big role, I think, in this game as it goes on as well. You want to control the possession of this game, keep the ball on your side of the pitch. And I'm telling you right now, I've been very impressed with Green. They've been, as you said, couple minutes ago that they've been more on the attack, it seems like, but now it seems like Unitego's flipping it more their way as well.
I don't want to forget this, so Coach Brittany Gregg is down there for Unitego. First year coach, helped out Coach Herodas last year, who's of course the legendary coach in Unitego girls soccer history, as we have a free kick on the far side now for Unitego after a foul. And she's in shorts, and we were both up here in the press box saying, boy, she's crazy, right? And so I went down there to talk to her before the game as Green is going to clear this one away back up the midfield. I said, Coach, aren't you going to be cold? She goes, I'm freezing. I said, well, what's the deal? She goes, I can't change the outfit. We've been winning. I've been wearing this outfit. I got to keep the mojo going. So kudos to Coach for wearing the same outfit to try to help her team out here tonight. I like that. This is going to be a goal kick for Green coming up as Unitego's fed it in too deep.
There are perks to coaching basketball in the winter. Every game's indoors. And there's a perk to doing the game in here, too. We are indoors, and you and I were talking about turning the heat up in here, so I can't imagine what it's like for her in shorts.
Yeah, very very chilly fall Friday here across our area. You know, that rain came through yesterday, and then it really chilled right off here today. So it's going to be a chilly one here now that the sun has gone down. Green kicking it down the far end of the field into the right corner, knocked out of bounds by the Unitego defense. Green knocking on the door here in their own offensive end. With 32 minutes to go here in this first quarter, we're scoreless. Girls Mac soccer tonight between Green and Unitego. So Green with the ball, trying to set up shop. They'll work it to the right side, looking for Markham. She missed hit it, tries to play it into the box now on a second chance opportunity. Gets one to Butler. Knocked away, stepped through, back to Markham. trying to feed it in, but that Unitego defense is packed in there tight, and they're able to clear it out of the box. In front of the green bench on the right side of Green. Again, Green going left to right on your radio dial to start things off here. They feed one to the far side, but it's knocked away by that Unitego defense. Green trying to go feet to feet here, but it's knocked away. Ball is cleared back up to midfield, and here comes Unitego with Harley Bertzel. Ahead for Page, or excuse me, Bailey McCoy. Page graduated already a few years ago for Unitego. A little give and go as they'll feed it down the sideline to McCoy into the right corner. Opportunity here for Unitego. McCoy dribbling one into the box. Tried to take a shot. It's deflected, knocked back out of the box. And Green is going to look to clear. 9 minutes gone in the first half, and we are scoreless between Green and Unitego. Mac Girl Soccer tonight here on CDO. Thanks also for listening on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. Here's McCoy again trying to feed it to the interior, looking for Harley Bertzel. Bertzel on the outside now along the sideline, trying to get around her defender. It's a good battle over there. She tries to work her way to the flag, and it's punched out of bounds, and we're going to have a goal kick. We're going to take a quick break here on our soccer coverage, 60-second break. About 30 minutes to go in the first half. We're scoreless between Green and Unitego on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. We're scoreless between the Green girls and Unitego here. Mac girls soccer tonight on CDO. While we were gone, Liliana Barnes had a nice shot for Unitego, but a great save by Molly Cornell, the Green keeper, to keep this a 0-0 game, a nil-nil game, as they would say, here in Green here tonight. Green knocking on the door. They try a long cross from the right side to the left. It's too tall. Floats to the far side. Outside of the box. Kick to the interior now. Booted back out by the Unitego defense as they're trying to hold strong, and they've hustled back. Bertzel's going to get a piece of this one for Unitego, and she's going to get it out and float one ahead looking for Avery James. Billy Kenny is there, though, for Green to knock it away. And it seems, Sky, like both teams have settled in here. Both sides have had, I would say, one really good, clean opportunity so far. And we're 12 minutes into the contest here. We're still scoreless.
Absolutely. That last cross right here from Green going from the right side over to the left was a great look. They had the player open, just a little too tall, as you said, but it was a great look. The Green coach has got to be happy about that. And as you said, Unitego had a great look while we were on break, and she's got to be happy about that as well.
Yeah, good cross from McCoy. Found Liliana Barnes, and she fired one on net, but it was right into the keeper's belly there for Molly Cornell. Going to be a handball called on Unitego at midfield. And so Green with a free kick. Here's Cassie Butler with a high, nice ball into the box. Can Markham get there in time? She does. She shoots, and she scores. A goal here for Green for Sarah Markham, all set up by that great free kick by Cassie Butler.
Great play right there. Great finish, too. 1-0 Green.
So a 1-0 lead here for Green, again set up by a beautiful free kick right from the Trojans logo at midfield from Cassie Butler. It bounced perfectly onto the foot of Sarah Markham, and she was able to finish it. We'll take a break. Green takes a 1-0 lead over Unitego. 27 and a half minutes to go in the first half here at Green on CDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedules. Starting pay is $15 an hour, no experience necessary. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. Green with a 1-0 lead over Unitego. MAC girls soccer tonight here under the lights in green. Again, our score was from Sarah Markham with the assist there to Cassie Butler. So in the meantime, we are back underway again with 26 and a half minutes to go in this first half and a 1-0 lead for Green. Sky, going back to that goal, a great free kick from Butler to find Markham in stride.
Absolutely. We've seen a couple very nice plays from Green offensively. They capitalized on that one. It was a great finish. Tough angle sometimes, you know, coming in and a little bit from the side there, but great finish. Green gets off to a nice lead. Be interesting to see if that changes anything. In soccer, there's not a lot of goals that are scored sometimes, so it'll be interesting to see if that changes any game plans for either team.
Green, as we were talking there, just tried to go over the top again, looking for Callie Knapp, who is a proven goal scorer for the Trojans, but an offsides call from the officials is able to stop that play. So Unitego, they have been starting slow this week. They got behind to BG on Wednesday. They were behind 3-0 against UV on Monday. So Coach Greg was saying before the game, I don't know what it is about this team. We start slow and we seem to finish fast. So Unitego, you cannot count them out of any game, that's for sure.
And being that they have that experience of coming from behind, especially against good teams like they did against UV, it doesn't make them panic as much, you wouldn't think. You definitely don't want to play from behind all the time, like she was saying, but you definitely have that confidence to be able to come back.
So a 1-0 lead for Green over Unitego. 25 minutes to go in the first half here in Green, and Unitego has the ball on the right side as they have a throw-in. And it's going to be knocked right back out and will stay with Unitego. This will be Maddie Wilsey on the throw-in up the right wing side. They're going to come back and do this one again. So, yeah, I would agree with you, Sky, that, Unitego, a lot of seasoned veterans on this team, both from their success in soccer and in basketball. These girls know how to win games, that's for sure. Green, over the last few years, has really put a nice program together. This group of seniors and juniors has had a lot of success, so that's been fun to see for them as well. A shot on net for Unitego is a low roller, and Molly Cornell is able to scoop that up, the Green goalie, and she's going to put a boot on it. A punt into the night sky back up to midfield. Moosaw is able to knock it down here for Unitego. The center midfielder tries to play to the left wing side, finds Liliana Barnes. She gets a good bounce. She's going to have a rip at it, tries to go to the near post, and Cornell with a diving save there for Green is able to save it near the near post. So that's Liliana Barnes with two good rips on net here for Unitego, Sky.
That was another great shot by her, and a nice find by Moosaw as well. As you said, very important in the central midfield for Unitego. Found a very good teammate to pass the ball to, made a great pass, good look. Unitego's got to be happy about that opportunity.
The Green girls leading Unitego 1-0 with about 23 and a half minutes to go here in the first half. We're glad to have you along. Nate Lull and Skylar Thompson with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU. Here's Moosaw right on the Trojans logo at midfield. Unitego going right to left. They go to McCoy on the right side, knocked away. Bounces back up to midfield once again. Both teams jockeying for possession here. Butler is going to get called for a push-off. She's not happy with the call. And Unitego will have a free kick right on that Trojans logo, as we said. Been a pretty clean game so far. Both sides whistled for a couple of little pushing infractions, but nothing serious. Good free kick here for Unitego to the far side, looking for Bertzel. Bounces up over her leg, and the Green defense is going to chase it deep into their own end and look to play it out here with Audra Dahl. Dahl plays it off of a Unitego defender. Actually, no, last touch by Green, so Unitego with a throw-in deep here in their own offensive end on the right-wing side. Battling for possession is McCoy. Boots one back out. They go to Moosaw in the center. Moosaw trying to find Avery James with a good clear by the Green defense again. McCoy keeps it in the zone, though, and passes forward. And now a centering pass from Bertzel is knocked out of bounds. We could have a corner kick coming up here. Yes, I believe it is. And so Avery James will be doing the corner kick duties here for Unitego as it's the Green girls leading 1-0. With 22.5 minutes to go in the first half here, Mac Girl Soccer tonight on CDO. And James with a corner kick on the far side, gets good air under it. Gets it to the top of the box here, but Green is able to clear a big boot there by Cassie Butler.
Great clear by Butler there to get the ball out of the zone. Corners like that, you always get a little bit nervous, but that was a great clear by her.
Yeah, really good job by Green. You can tell they are focusing in on if Unitigo has an opportunity, a free kick or a corner kick, they're really packing the box and trying to make it difficult on Unitigo. Easier to do when you have the lead, too.
Absolutely, and as I said, you know, you never know in soccer. I've been watching a little bit more over the last few years. Once you go up by one goal, the game does kind of change because it's not like basketball where there's a lot of scoring or football even sometimes. You really can change a lot. That one goal could be the difference.
Green bringing it down. They find Markham once again. What are we going to have? We're going to have a corner kick here for Green. Markham went streaking down and was chasing down an entry pass and was able to trap it right on the line, and then a Unitigo defender knocked it out of bounds. So Markham is going to be doing the corner kick duties in the right wing corner here for Green. Good ball here. Sneaks up in front of the post. Bouncing around the box here. Green with an opportunity. They can't get a foot on it there. Callie Knapp was looking to fire away, couldn't do it. And that ball is still kind of rolling around in the box here, knocked down. We're going to have a goal kick. Boy, you had to hold your breath there if you were Unitigo. That thing was rolling around for a long time.
Absolutely. And one of the things I've noticed about Green is Unitigo's been putting on a pretty good attack, but Green's counterattack has been very solid, especially over here on the right wing. They've had a lot of good pace over here. Nice counterattack. Now we'll see what Unitigo can do going back the other way.
20 minutes to go here in the first half. It's a 1-0 lead for the Green Girls over Unitigo. We're going to take a 60-second break, and we'll be back with more high school soccer action on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more. Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety, Main Street in Unadilla. For over 35 years, we have been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. In fact, we can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all their Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. If you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store on Main Street in Unadilla.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lowe and Sky Thompson with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU. The Green Girls leading 1-0 over Unitigo. Mac Girls Soccer tonight. During the break, Unitigo with two good looks on net here. Sky, they've really started to pepper away here at this Green net, trying to find the equalizer.
Absolutely, but Green doing a great job every time recovering, getting the ball out, settling back down, not allowing them through.
Yeah, really, Unitigo's had looks, but it's been through a lot of traffic, and it's hard to get that ball through that traffic. Unitigo back on defense now, going right to left. It's taken away. Green on the attack. They're going to try to feed one to the corner for Butler. It rolls out of bounds, and Unitigo will have the throw-in. So, again, a 1-0 lead here for Green. The goal was by Sarah Markham off a free kick as she was able to track a ball down that was hit by Cassie Butler at the 27.5-minute mark. And so that was a really nice play for Green to take this 1-0 lead. They're looking to add to it here. They have it at the top of the box, cleared out by Unitigo. Back to Avery James at midfield. James dribbling to the left side. Trying to get forward. She's got some numbers to work with. James splits two defenders. Still ball on her foot. Finally taken away. A good clear here by Caitlin Walls, who is anchoring the defense back there tonight for Green. 18 minutes to go in the first half. Still a 1-0 lead for the Green Trojans over Unitigo. Unitigo sitting in first place in the league right now in girls soccer. And Green, their only loss of the year. Here's a breakaway for Callie Knapp. Ball came through. She's onside. Fires one towards the net. Scooped up by the goaltender there, Sarah Ostrander. Sky, I think Knapp should have kept going with that. She had a pure breakaway and shot it way early.
Great pass, great breakaway. I'm with you. I think she could have taken a couple more dribbles. There was no one there I would have taken a couple more dribbles in. I also want to go back to the defense of Green real quick. Their goalkeeper is playing fantastic so far tonight.
Yeah, Molly Cornell, a veteran goalie back there, has made several nice saves. I agree. But, yeah, Knapp had a good breakaway. Easy to say. You know, it's easy to be a Monday morning quarterback up here, as they say. Maybe she felt the defender was right there on her back, didn't think she had that much room. That was tough because it could have easily been 2-0 Green there because she had a good look on it. Here's Liliana Barnes tapped away by the Green defense, but it will be a Unitigo throw-in, and they're looking to move quickly.
What's the soccer equivalent of Monday morning quarterback?
Oh, boy, that's got to be something about a parent in the stands, probably, because I have noticed over the years, no offense, parent, but every parent in the stands is usually the best coach around when it comes to soccer. So. 16.5 to go here in the first half, and it's a 1-0 lead for Green over Unitigo. They did switch up that that throw-in, and so Green has the throw, but it's quickly taken back here by Unitigo. And looking for Kylie Musa, tapped away. Musa's going to try to get it back. They'll feed one into the corner for her, but Green is going to let it go. Walls shielding it till it goes out of bounds, and it will be a goal kick here for the Green Trojans. Yeah, I don't know. People really get into the game of soccer. I mean, if you're a soccer fan, you're a soccer parent, you know, I hear that all the time. They should have done this. They should have done that. It was too physical, blah, blah, blah. It's just one of those things, I guess. But when you're out there, it's certainly not that easy.
I remember coming to a lot of soccer games when I was in high school myself, and I was hearing parents and stand fan stuff, and I was like, I know the basics of soccer, but this terminology, I'm not.
Yeah, I mean, there is a lot to it when you really get down to it and you boil down the strategy and all those things, much like any sport that we cover, right? I mean, my joke is we always go to field hockey and how many rules and things there are with that. It's so confusing. So, but, you know, soccer, a simple game at its core, but certainly a lot of things that you can do. And you see so many of our legendary coaches around the area that can just make one little correction, one little tweak, and it makes their team so much better and tougher to beat.
Absolutely. And Coach Mackey was on your podcast recently talking about how the team that he had the year before they won the state championship was probably the better team. But, you know, just certain things and certain changes or adjustments that they made the next year was it's funny how you say that because that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, you put one kid in a certain position and the whole thing changes. It's really interesting, the game of soccer that way. Unitigo trying to work it into the left-wing corner. They're deep in the Green end here, knocked out of bounds. Green defense really had no other choice but to play it out to try to retreat and get some more defenders back. 14.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Green is clinging to a 1-0 lead over Unitigo as the Spartans are desperately trying to find the equalizer here. And I'm sure they don't want to go into the halftime breakdown. They would love to tie this game up. And a throw in here to Kylie Musa on the left side. Boy, they have really done a good job shadowing Musa. She gets free here. I think she's going to want that one back as her left-footed kick was kind of knocked away. I think she kind of skipped it a little bit there. And it's going to roll out of bounds and will be a goal kick here for the Green Trojans.
Good look, as you said. I think she's going to want that one back. Just like I think a couple players for Green are going to want some of theirs back, but good look for her.
Yeah, both sides have had good opportunities here, but that's the game of soccer. It can be cruel sometimes. You can have all the looks in the world, and they just won't go. Here's McCoy with a good boot from the top of the box, but again, Cornell was right there to read it, the Green goalie. Long punt for Cornell is going to go out of bounds into the Unitigo bench area, and so the Spartans will have control of it. I might give a slight edge, Sky, to Unitigo in terms of possession. But both teams have had good chances, and the counterattack by Green has been really, really nice tonight.
Absolutely. It started off with Green more possession on their side of the field, but I definitely agree with you that it's switched more to Unitigo, but the counterattack from Green has been tremendous so far.
Yeah, if they've been able to play that long ball through the Unitigo defense, that's how they scored their one goal when Butler found Sarah Markham. And they've had a couple other opportunities as well. A couple were offsides, which is going to happen if you play that game, and a couple just, you know, were good saves by the goalie or maybe just wide. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes, and we can break down everything that happened here in this exciting first half between Unitigo and Green. We're under the lights here tonight on a chilly night in Green, that's for sure. It's been chilly all day. All the reports I have coming in from different coaches are Boy, it was a cold one today, Nate. And now that the sun's down, even chillier here tonight in Green.
I wonder what Coach Greg's response will be after the game wearing shorts tonight.
I noticed she's has put a sweatshirt on, but she has gone hardcore with the shorts here tonight. And she's not standing still for much, you know, very long periods of time. She's moving and making sure that I think she's trying to keep that blood flowing. So about 12 minutes to go here in the first half. Still a 1-0 lead for the Green girls over Unitego. Nate Lowell and Sky Thompson with you tonight for a MAC Conference girls soccer battle here. Trying something new on a Friday night for you here on CDO and WCDOsports.com. As always, our web stream brought to you by SFCU. Here's an opportunity for Unitego. Moosaw at midfield to the left side. Stops on a dime, looking for an opportunity. Maybe switch fields. Instead, plays it back. And a long ball ahead. They're going to try to play it deep into Green territory, but that long ball is too much from Julia Renwick and will roll out of bounds. We're going to take a 60-second break. We'll be right back with our score. Green 1, Unitego nothing. Coming up on 11 minutes to go in the first half here on CDO.
Hi, I'm Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. I'm proud to say that even through the supply chain issues, we've continued to provide the biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles in the area, usually over 100 at any given time. We have also continued to offer our guaranteed credit approval, no matter your credit situation.
And I'm Jeff Newman, here to remind you that with the winter driving season fast approaching, the Butler Auto Service Department is ready to care for your vehicles. We have a highly trained, experienced service team that is equipped with the very latest state-of-the-art equipment. I'm also happy to say that we've reopened our Delaware Avenue lot to greet and meet with customers.
And you'll be happy to know that rentals are back for local use. So if you have an accident or a lengthy repair, Butler Auto Rentals will be here to help. We'll even work directly with your insurance company so you don't have the hassle.
So when it's time for your next vehicle, we hope you'll see our extensive selection at Butler Auto Sales with two locations on Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, or Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Shopper Plaza. And check out all the vehicles online at butlerautosales.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, we got a tie ball game, folks, with 10.5 to go in the first half here. As we went to break, Green was going to have that goal kick. It was trapped by Unitego, and a long high shot by Kylie Moosaw sneaks over the head of the Green goaltender, Molly Cornell. And this game is a 1-1 game. Moosaw with a great shot from straight away to tie this up at 1-1. Folks, we apologize. We know that if we go to break, there's probably going to be a goal. So that is what happened there. So a 1-1 game, but a great shot by Moosaw. Much like we were talking about earlier in the contest, she's deadly if she gets a little room there towards the top of the box, and that's where it was.
Great strike by her. Hit it perfectly. As you said, a nice high one over the goalkeeper. Goalkeeper for Green, Cornell's been playing fantastic. So for Moosaw to put that one in like that is huge.
Going to be another goal kick coming up here as Unitego had another free kick near midfield. They tried to play it deep into the box. Actually going to be a corner now, they're saying. Last touch by the Green defense. So 9:55 to go here in this first half. And a 1-1 game, very entertaining game here between these two MAC teams. Of course, Green gave Unitego their only loss in the league in the very first game of the year, 3-2. That game was over at Unitego. So these two teams have a score to settle here tonight. Corner kick is played short. They go back to Avery James. She's got a little bit of room to work with. Hits a low grounder into the box. Popped out of there by the Green defense. And out of bounds will be a throw-in for Unitego. So the Spartans coming with some pressure here. They'll look to go to the center of the box here for Moosaw again. She can't corral this one. Butler will look to take it away for Green, and she does. Here's Cassie Butler with a full head of steam. Looks to pass it ahead. Butler still is going to try to weave her way through the defense herself. She's slowed down, and the Unitego defense is going to have a chance to clear, and they do. Nice job by Liliana Barnes to hustle back and clear that out, as well as Madison Bertzel. And over to the far side here on the throw-in for Green. They'll try to center this ball. It's knocked off the back of Maddie Wilsey. Ball still in play on that far side. And finally will roll out of bounds and will be a throw-in for Green with 8.5 to go in this first half. We are tied at 1-1 between Unitego and Green. MAC girls soccer tonight for you here on CDO. Throw-in is kicked right back out of bounds by Unitego. Actually, it will stay in. And now roll out of bounds here for Green. Hard to tell on that far side sometimes if it's in or out. But Green trying to knock on the door here again. You know, sometimes you see goals in bunches. I thought, okay, Unitego gets that goal. let's see what happens. But Green has kind of weathered the storm nicely, and we seem to be back to kind of some 50-50 play here, Sky.
Absolutely, and, you know, you could almost kind of sense that even though Green was playing great defense, you could almost kind of sense a goal was coming from Unitigo with how much pressure they were putting on. It was a lot to ask of the Green defense and goalkeeper to keep making those stops. And eventually you're thinking maybe one will squeak through, and sure enough, one did.
Yeah, that was a great ball by Musa. You just, you know, in the girls' game, if you have a really good high shot, some of the goaltenders just can't quite get it if you put it up by the crossbar just because of the height situation. So a good high shot there from Musa scores that last goal for Unitigo. So it's a 1-1 game, Green and Unitigo, coming up on 7 minutes to go in the first half. Ball out of bounds, and we'll go back to the Spartans, I believe, here. Yes, they're going to have a throw-in down the right side after this substitution when Harley Bertzel comes back in. Bertzel, just an eighth grader who has come up and made a big impact here over the last couple of games. When they were down 3-0 the other day at Unadilla Valley, it was Bertzel who came in and hit a long shot that was high, snuck over the goalie's head, and I really thought rejuvenated Unitigo. And then it was the older players who came back who scored goal two, goal three, and then the winner in overtime by the senior, Avery James. So Unitigo, again, not afraid to play from behind, that's for sure.
And, you know, that's a common theme I feel like this year across the board for some teams is the younger players coming up making a difference in those seniors, leaders, like in this case here with Musa for Unitigo, then finishing it off, but providing that leadership the whole time, but the young players stepping up and making a big difference.
We're seeing so many young players across the area having a big impact, and I think arguably you could say one of the better players in the area is, goes to school where you coach basketball, is Franklin Shannon Kingsbury, an eighth grader that was first team All-State last year as a seventh grader. She's one of the best players in the area to watch. Here is Harley Bertha with a nice move, a centering pass, but scooped up here by the Green goaltender, Molly Cornell, and that will slow down that Unitigo offense. But, yeah, Kingsbury has been fantastic. She had four goals yesterday in Franklin's league victory over Sharon Springs. So, I mean, she's just fantastic, folks. You got to get out and watch a Franklin game.
She broke the school record, I believe, last year for most goals in a season as well. And off to a good start this year.
Yeah, certainly. Last check I had, she had over 15 goals already this year for a very good Franklin team. Shot for Green here on the right side. Heads in towards the net, but a scooped-up save there by Sarah Ostrander. It took a funny bounce, but she was able to track it down. Unitigo coming right back the other way, but that Green defense is there to stop it like a brick wall back there. Caitlin Walls is able to clear it out here for Green and try to move it up towards midfield, but quickly taken right back by Unitigo. They go to Musa. She straight away gets around her defender. She's got a little real estate, fires one towards the net, off the hands of Cornell, and she's able to keep it in. And so it didn't roll out to give Unitigo the corner. So another great save by Molly Cornell.
And Musa, another great shot. Really, this is a great battle we're seeing right here. And she ripped another one right at the net.
She only needed that little, you know, sliver of room to get that shot off. And she put one on net, and it was a diving save there by Cornell. So a 1-1 game between the Unitigo and Green girls with four, coming up on 4.5 to go in this first half. We'll keep it right here. We're going to have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. We'll break things down. We'll see if we can get a check on shots on goal as well for you, just to see that kind of the numbers tell the tale sometimes in soccer. But from my guesstimation here so far, we'll keep better track in the second half. I think it's been pretty even shots on goal. Maybe a slight edge to Unitigo.
Maybe, but it's definitely been very close. All game, this game has been everything that people probably thought it would be after a very close first matchup.
No foul called on the far side as Unitigo brings it in. And they'll go to Avery James. A high shot just up over the crossbar there for James. Would have been good if it was a football field goal here, but just over the soccer goal. Good opportunity there for Unitigo set up because the defender by Green fell down on the far side, allowing Unitigo to get a nice cross there. Always got to love this when the goal keeper's cleats come untied. The defender is going back to help tie the shoes here, so she doesn't have to take her gloves off. That's good teammate for you. So
I was curious what was going on, and then I figured it out.
A lot of times those keepers don't want to take their gloves off, especially if you got a night like tonight and the hands have started to sweat maybe a little bit. Getting those gloves back on can be very difficult. So good job by one of her teammates to go over help tie her shoes there. She's been all over the place, so I'm not surprised that her shoe came untied. 3:20 to go in this first half. We're tied 1-1 between the Unitigo and Green girls. MAC girls soccer tonight here on CDO. as both of these teams have a lot to fight for in the MAC standings. Unitego trying to keep their first place standing, and their only loss so far this year in the league was to Green, 3-2 in the very first game of the year. And that really shocked a lot of people around the league. But in a way, I was not surprised because Green has played very well the last couple of years. This group that is coming through right now for the Trojans has started to put a stamp on things for Green soccer, saying we are not going to be pushed over anymore. And so the ball back to midfield here for Unitego as they go right to left. They'll try to feed one to the right corner, trying to get it in deep, and they will. Opportunity now late in the first half here for Unitego. Ball out of bounds. Will stay with the Spartans. They're going to try to quickly get it back in. Ball is passed here to Ruby Stevenson, another young player who's been making an impact. Stevenson with a cross into the box, cleared out there by Caitlin Walls, back out of bounds. And again, another throw in here for Unitego. Sky, they're knocking hard on the door here with 2 minutes to go in the half.
Constant pressure, just like we talked about. It felt like a goal was going to come earlier for them. They got one. Seems like now they're still applying that pressure over and over. Green's going to want to get the ball on their end of the field.
Still a 1-1 game here, 2 minutes to go in the first half. Over to the far side now. Unitego controlling it. Trying to get one more shot on net here. They chip it into the box. Opportunity? No. Cornell is there. Comes diving out of the goal to shut down that cross and scoops it up. Boy, Molly Cornell has been tremendous here for Green in between the pipes tonight. Here are the Trojans. Again, going left to right. They are in the green with the white trim. They go to Butler at midfield. Butler makes a nice move, and Green is in. They try that through ball. Looking for Callie Knapp. Can she get there in time? Knapp tries to pass it around the goalie, but Ostrander comes out sliding on her side and is able to just get there before the Green offense. A great save there by the Unitego goalie.
Absolutely great save. Green was applying that pressure, that long ball, that through ball right there that they were doing. It's worked a few times, but a great stop by the goaltender.
Boy, it's a tough strategy. If your team is used to it, though, and you get those opportunities, you have to capitalize. Green has so far tonight, and they're getting some good looks from that. Another one right there. But Unitego was just able to shut that one down. We had a minute to go here in the first half. And I only say that that's hard because you have to have that perfect pass to sneak it through the defense. Here's a shot from Green through the keeper's hand, off the post. No, she kept it out. A great shot there from straight away from Andrea Trunafonich. And it went through Ostrander's hands, the goalie for Unitego, off the post, and then she was able to hold on to it at the last minute. Wow.
She couldn't have asked for a better bounce there, Nate. It went right to the side. It hit the goal post, stayed right out.
Wow, a great save, and she really had to concentrate to stay with that one. 20 seconds left before the halftime break. Ball out of bounds. Unitego's going to have a throw-in. I think they just want to clear it out of here and get to the halftime break. And they'll look to punch one to the far side. Coming up on 5 seconds to go. And that's going to do it for the first half here. A very entertaining first half. And a 1-1 game as they're going to have one last crack at it here, but it's well after the whistle. So our halftime score here in green, the Unitego girls won, the Green girls won. And both teams look very excited as they come over to take a break here at halftime. We'll come back. We'll break everything down, try to get some stats for you. Again, our halftime score, MAC girls soccer tonight, 1-1 between Unitego and Green. For Sky Thompson, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC. Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. Police at the scene? Request RC. They'll know who you mean. For nearly 40 years, Ralphie at RC Sales Service and Towing has been the area's go-to towing guy. Pulling cars out of holes, towing trucks after hitting poles, transporting vehicles after they roll. So if you need a tow, RC Sales Service and Towing is the way to go. Always reliable, always friendly, and always fair. So request the best. RC Sales Service and Towing, Route 7 in Sydney. Best equipment, most experience, and the nicest tow guy on the road. Call 563-9299. Keep that number handy, 563-9299.
Now, at the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, you can safeguard your debit card with Card Valet. That's right, you can now control where, when, and how your Delaware National Bank of Delhi debit card is used. You can turn your card on or off, limit the geographic area that it's used in, limit the merchant type or transaction amount, and receive fraud alerts on attempted transactions exceeding your limit. Just download and register your debit card today. Search the App Store or Google Play for Card Valet. It's that easy. So, safeguard your debit card with Card Valet at the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, the only community bank headquartered in Delaware County, proudly serving local communities since 1839. The Delaware National Bank of Delhi, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, high-speed fiber optic internet, and our other services, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500. DTC of Delhi is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwoods.
You're proud of your local community. You have learned, lost, and loved in your hometown. We understand. We feel the same way. With 72 years of tradition, a history of excellence supporting our members through thick and thin, and an eye on the future, SFCU is your financial partner for yesterday, today, and tomorrow. We are here for you. Come see why so many in our area choose SFCU to make their banking easier. SFCU is an equal housing lender and is federally insured by NCUA. Visit sfcuonline.org for full details.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you here live under the lights in green tonight. It's time now for a Morabito Energy Products halftime show. You can save instantly at the pump with your Morabito Rewards Plus card. See for yourself today. You might want to keep this number handy, folks. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Our halftime score here, 1-1 between the Unitigo girls and the Green girls. This game shaping up to be everything we thought it would be, Sky. Really well played. We do get our shots on goal. 10 for Unitigo, 7 for Green. So pretty even as we expected.
Absolutely. And it's been everything we thought it was going to be. Green strikes first. Unitigo applies pressure. They strike right back. 1-1. Been a great game so far.
Just a couple of out-of-town football scores that we wanted to pass along. Unitigo boys lose 52-0 tonight. They were playing Groton. That game was started at 6 o'clock, an eight-man game. Groton is state-ranked in the eight-man rankings this week, so wanted to pass that score along for you. There was a lot of really tough matchups going on tonight. I know Tioga was at BG. We're going to try to get you a score update from that. There's just some really, really good teams in Section 4, and we're interested to see what some of the scores will be tonight. Of course, Norwich is hosting Windsor right up the road tonight. That should be a great game, but we just thought doing soccer would be a good choice here tonight. And, of course, we'll have football tomorrow. If you're tuning in saying, where's my football? We'll have Sydney at Delhi tomorrow, and that's a 1:30 kickoff at Delaware Academy up on the hill, and we'll have about a 1:15 Butler Auto pregame show. So really looking forward to that.
And Oneonta is currently up 14-6 against Shenango Valley.
Wow, okay. So Oneonta looking for their first win of the football season. And I did have a UV score just come in here. Moravia is ahead of UV 44-8. And that is almost halftime up there at UV tonight. So We saw UV last week, a very good football team. It just shows Moravia, Groton, the western part of Section 4 for eight-man football, loaded, loaded this year. So let's take a break here on our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Again, keep that number handy, folks, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Have them come out, check the furnace today, all that good stuff before this weather starts to really settle in. We always talk about it during basketball season, but this weather's coming. And I was reading the other day, Farmer's Almanac says this could be a doozy. And I don't like that because that's going to be a long, long winter, Sky. And I'm not a fan of that. So I hope we at least get a little bit more of a fall here before it really settles in. All right, 1-1 here at halftime. Unitigo and Green girls soccer. We'll be back with the second half on CDO.